We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, refined viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Salgun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litlemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. in the Dominican Republic, Entre Rio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spain donates $445 million to support Bolivian development. In Noble Living News, a homeless man returns a found backpack with $3,300 in Tempe, Arizona, USA. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Anonymous for Animal Rights, an Israeli organization advocating for the protection of our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 13th, is St. Lucia's National Day, the Festival of Lights and Renewal, which is in remembrance of St. Lucy, the patron saint of light. Activities for this special occasion include lantern making, musical performances, parades, cultural and religious celebrations, as well as sporting events. In addition, towns are decorated with lights. St. Lucia is a Caribbean island north of Trinidad and Tobago. It is famous for the twin volcanic peaks, the Gros Piton and the Petit Piton. Part of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, called the Piton's Management Area, these gorgeous spires are habitat for a variety of wildlife. We wish a peaceful and memorable National Day to all the fine people of St. Lucia.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Thailand. Continuous monsoons that began in October led to severe flooding across 51 provinces, claiming 257 lives by December. Nearly 7 million people in more than 25,000 villages were affected as property, livelihood, and infrastructure were destroyed.
Upon first hearing of the devastating situation, Supreme Master Qinghai had expressed her heartfelt condolences and prayers as she donated $10,000 in urgent aid, asking that our association members please go to help the afflicted. This amount could purchase $29,000 in materials obtained in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living.
As soon as conditions permitted, our Thai Association members conducted initial relief work at the most severely afflicted An Phut Pak Tong Chai in northeastern Nakhon Ratchasima province. They later prepared more packages with rice, drinking water, soy milk, medicine, and snacks for children, as well as informative SOS flyers on climate change and the effective vegan solution. They then divided into two teams to continue the relief efforts.
One group traveled to Phi Mai District in the northeastern province of Nakhon Ratchasima, where floodwaters had reached as high as 1.5 meters, inundating some homes up to their roofs. Most of the residents were farmers whose crops had been damaged, with many who were unable to travel to obtain food or medical care as roads had been blocked.
Our association members distributed the relief aid to 1,000 appreciative families in the areas most in need.
The other relief team traveled to Ayutthaya and Saraburi provinces in the central region of Thailand, where floodwaters had surged up to 2 meters high. They delivered 1,000 sets of the relief packages to families in desperate situations. The villagers wished to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern and unconditional love, and for reaching out to them to provide them with urgent assistance.
We too are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted support of the disaster stricken and for the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. With Buddha's blessings, may the Thai people be swiftly restored to daily regularity as our gentler care of the environment helps such calamitous events to subside.
Storm impacts the Middle East. On Saturday, December 11th, strong winds and heavy rain swept across Israel, marking the arrival of winter 2 months later than usual this year. Although the precipitation relieved a prolonged drought, the force of the storm with winds of up to 100 kilometers an hour felled power lines and trees, causing one person to perish and leaving almost a dozen others injured. In Lebanon the same day, similarly stormy weather claimed one life, forcing flights to be grounded.
Ground travel was also severely disrupted as coastal roads and highways were inundated, while some mountain roads were closed due to snow. In Syria, the governorate of Tartus also reported some flooding and the closure of Tartus port, as other sea traffic was restricted due to high winds. Also in the region, gusting winds in Egypt and Jordan caused dust storms, with Egypt's largest port of Alexandria being temporarily shut down. We thank the officials in Israel, Lebanon, and Syria for their concerned warnings of citizens and the precautionary measures implemented. It saddens us to know of the loss of precious lives, and we pray for the easing of such extreme conditions as humanity strives for greater benevolence toward the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Venezuelan president offers additional space to the storm-stricken. Following the offer last week of his presidential Miraflores Palace to 25 families rendered homeless by recent rain and flooding, President Hugo Chavez is now planning to give up his office as well to benefit the flood-afflicted, saying that he will conduct his presidential duties from a Bedouin tent gifted to him by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He encouraged cabinet members and other leaders to similarly share their homes if they see families in such unfortunate conditions. We salute your noble and caring leadership, Your Excellency, in offering meaningful comfort to fellow citizens in need. May heaven bless such a spirit of brotherhood as we continue to pray for the region's recovery and that our steps of kindness together help minimize such events as these.
First Vice Presidential Summit commits to upholding democracy. The premier America Without Borders Vice Presidential Summit concluded on Friday, December 10th, in the Ecuadorian capital of Quito, with a unanimous declaration that commits to maintaining democratic law, along with other provisions, signed by the Vice Presidents of Argentina, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Venezuela, and Ecuador, and by representatives of Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, and Panama. The resolution also pledged to honor United Nations principles as outlined in the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and committing to comprehensive services for the disabled and other vulnerable groups. In addition, the Vice Presidents and other signatories agreed to a principle of joint action in responding with solidarity to humanitarian crises and natural disasters in the region. A big bravo all participants for your humane and noble achievements at the America Without Borders Summit. Blessed be such commitment to improving fellow citizens' lives for a better world for all.
Philippine detainees freed by presidential decree. President Benigno Aquino on Friday, December 10th, authorized the release and the waiving of all charges for 43 healthcare workers who had been detained for the past year. His Excellency noted that the inmates had not been offered due process according to the rule of law. With his directive coinciding with the commemoration of International Human Rights Day, the President stated, "Let this be a concrete example of how our administration is working in the broad light of day to build a country where the law protects us equally." Although six of the healthcare workers were not released immediately, the President stated that he had ordered a withdrawal of all criminal complaints and that they are expected to be freed by Christmas Day. "We applaud your fair decision, Your Excellency, wishing the six a speedy release, and may heaven bless the newly freed in joyous reunion with loved ones and the comfort of one another's friendship and care."
Save our planet. Climate Change Conference delegates appreciate encouragement from Supreme Master Qinghai. it was not an easy task for the delegates from more than 190 countries to endorse a final agreement on curbing global warming. However, the outcome of the 2 weeks negotiation in Cancun, Mexico, was hailed by many as a success, with the meeting's chair, Mexican Foreign Minister Patricia Espinosa, saying that it heralded a new era of international cooperation on climate change.
Arriving at the invitation of Mexico's Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources, Supreme Master Ching Hai set aside time in her schedule to lend her support for the decision-makers' crucial task of restoring the planet, not only through her prayers, but also her presence in their sessions. Some of the attending dignitaries who had the chance to speak with Supreme Master Ching Hai included the President of Mexico, His Excellency Felipe Calderon, U.S. Deputy Special Envoy for Climate Change, Dr. Jonathan Pershing, Deputy Director of the Office of Global Change, U.S. Department of State, Mr. Trig Talley, and Moldovan Minister of Environment and Natural Resources, Gheorghe Szilaru.
My respectful salute to all your endeavors for Mexico. I love your people.
National ministers and UNFCCC national focal point representatives received a copy of the new book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, which Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously signed. Togo's national focal point to the UNFCCC ambassador Komi Tomieba, head of the Climate Change Department at the Egyptian Environmental Affairs Agency, Dr. Izad Louis Hanala Agabi, and Ugandan Environment Minister Her Excellency Jessica Ariel were among those also expressing their gladness upon meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai, who conveyed her encouragement for their efforts.
I just support your work.
Thank you very much.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt wishes for the leaders to act with courage came just as scientists from the U.S. National Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA, announced 2010 as the hottest year on record due to accelerating climate change.
We're ready to make it happen. Meanwhile, international environmental groups, including Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund, commended COP16 representatives for renewing the momentum, goodwill, and sense of purpose regarding climate change policy. However, some concerned society members continue to urge for more bold and immediate actions to halt global warming, as expressed in one young activist t-shirt, which read,
"You have been negotiating all my life. You cannot tell me you need more time."
These words were originally spoken by Christina Ora, a Solomon Islander youth delegate who had addressed the COP15 meeting 1 year ago in 2009.
"I was born in 1992. You have been negotiating all my life. You cannot tell us that you need more time because you hold our future in your hands."
We send our appreciation for the government decision-makers' efforts in Cancun, as our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose steadfast support throughout the summit was felt by many an encouraged participant. May our world be steered to safety through our leaders' noble endeavors, the most crucial of which is the planet-cooling organic vegan policy.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, is freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
Save our planet. Peter Witowek, head Belgian delegate to the Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, reaffirms the European Union's pledge of $9.5 billion towards climate change efforts from 2010 to 2012. With $2.9 billion for 2010 alone.
Save Our Planet, a new report from officials in Yunnan Province, China, indicates that approximately 100,000 plants belonging to such rare species as cycads and yews perished in the severe 2009 drought, thus threatening biodiversity in the region.
Save Our Planet, a report from UK-based environmental group National Trust, conveys concerns that the decline of the country's traditional apple orchards, where the small mistletoe thrives, may lead to the plant disappearing or becoming much more difficult to obtain.
Save Our Planet, the world's second largest reinsurer, Switzerland's Re, highlights the increasing severity of storms, stating that more than 260,000 human lives were lost worldwide to catastrophes in 2010 compared to 15,000 in 2009.
I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. And our vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products.
Today, we'd like to share a tip for travelers.
You can keep your neckties crease-free by rolling them and tucking them inside a sock.
That way, there's no need to iron them when you reach your destination. It's a way to save energy.
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Spain donates $445 million to support Bolivian development. The funding will be gifted to the South American nation over the next 5 years. It will be used to provide basic infrastructure and sanitation services and to improve health and food security. In announcing the contribution, Spanish Foreign Minister Her Excellency Trinidad Jimenez stated, "We want to strengthen the ties between Spain and Bolivia. We are two brother and friend countries. Our earnest thankfulness, Your Excellency Trinidad Jimenez and Spain. God bless your generosity. May your kindness bring many benefits and much happiness to the vibrant Bolivian people."
In Noble Living News, a homeless man returns found $3,300. Mr. Dave Talley of Tempe, Arizona, USA, discovered the cash and a laptop computer in a backpack which he saw at a railway stop. After Mr. Talley gave all to authorities, the owner of the items, student Brian Bellinger, was identified from a resume on a flash drive. Mr. Bellinger was delighted to once again have his much-needed items. Upon hearing of Mr. Talley's laudable action, many people from around the USA have sent gifts and donations to him. This includes a check from the producer of the television series Forensic Files for the full amount Mr. Talley had returned. Bravo, Mr. Dave Talley, on your honesty. May you soon be graced with a warm home and a bright and secure future. For his noble actions, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Dave Talley with the Shining World Honesty Award. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Anonymous for Animal Rights, an Israeli nonprofit which has helped ban the use of animals in circuses within the nation. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more significant news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for an amiable world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on an Israeli organization which sponsors animal rights lectures, attended by approximately 20,000 people annually.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Anonymous for Animal Rights is an Israeli organization dedicated to improving and saving the lives of the many animals that are mistreated and tortured in laboratories, circuses, and especially factory farms. The nonprofit believes that all animals have the right to flourish in happiness and dignity. The name of the group demonstrates the feeling of solidarity with those animals that are kept away from our sight, yet are subject to untold suffering.
The nonprofit has been instrumental in campaigns which resulted in prohibiting the use of animals in circuses, putting an end to vivisection in schools, and protecting the lives of doves in Israel's largest granary. Other endeavors include distributing animal rights literature, holding information tables in a variety of places and events, and sponsoring lectures attended by about 20,000 people annually.
The group's fact-finding team has reported on animal abuse practices which were previously not widely known. This coverage has often been picked up by the media and also formed the basis of legal action to enact significant legislation to safeguard the lives of precious animals. Our heartfelt gratitude, Anonymous for Animal Rights, on your devotion to our loving friends. We join you in praying for a day very soon when all innocent animals thrive in safety and joy, with heaven's immense blessings.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled Snow.
Mamma, varför tycker du om snön så mycket?
Ja, det får min gräsmatta att se lika bra ut som alla andras.
And now for our viewers' heartline about horse racing kills on our Stop Animal Cruelty series.
This is hard to watch, but the truth needs to be known of the cruelty that goes on in these types of events. Thanks for informing the public. Rick.
Concerned, Rick, your caring note is appreciated. We pray people soon realize that it is not humane behavior to treat such majestic beings in such an unspeakably unkind manner. May the lives of all treasured animal co-inhabitants be honored evermore. Best wishes in all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the sacred light of the divine illuminate your path. Wishing you a joy-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
leaders from Russia, Kazakhstan, and Belarus signed 17 documents to establish a single economic area that will enable the customs-free flow of goods, services, and people across their country's borders.
World-class soccer players including Ronaldo of Brazil, Zinedine Zidane of France, and Didier Drogba of Côte d'Ivoire are participating in a match organized by the United Nations Development Program to benefit disaster victims in Haiti and Pakistan.
The newly launched South African Space Agency, or SANSA, is developing satellite technology to provide continent-wide data in areas like natural disasters and water resources, as well as a space program to coordinate national and international projects.
Attending celebrities and others from Europe and the U.S. offer Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin a standing ovation for his piano and singing performance at a concert to benefit children's cancer in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Speaking at the Third Valley Forum for Democracy, Yemen's Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Muthanna Hassan affirms his country's commitment to achieving security and stability through democratic and peaceful ways.
While meeting with high-level Mongolian officials, Aulaksiz or Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Triết calls for further collaborative developments to enhance the friendship of the two nations.
To assist the more than 100,000 Sri Lankans affected by recent flash floods and landslides, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, provides hygiene kits and purification tablets to ensure safe drinking water.
Officials in Shanghai, China, announced the construction of temporary shelters for homeless individuals that will include free food, bathing, and other 24-hour services.
The European Commission receives a petition containing 1 million European Union citizen signatures collected by activist organizations Greenpeace and Avaaz to demonstrate the public request for a moratorium on genetically modified foods.
In her capacity as ambassador of the Mehra Farin Charity Society, Iranian actress Marilla Zareh distributes donations to less fortunate families in the village of Kotij, Sistan Balochistan province.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.